Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. The number to call is 877-895-5410. It's not Friday. I didn't say free-for-all. But I'm giving the number out. I want you to write it down. I want you to keep it there by you. You know, it's not Trump that they're after. You do realize that, right? He's the front man. But he's not the one they're really after. It's you. As imperfect as he may be, as unpolished politically as he may be, as uncertain as I am at times about the president not allowing the swamp to pull him in the corrupt muck, I still believe they hate him. Because we the people elected him. So it's really not Trump they're after. It's you. You need to take it personally. That makes you and I, the American voter, a threat to their precious elitist ways. You understand that, right? You and I, whoever voted for Trump, whoever all of a sudden the scales are falling off their eyes and they're seeing that the Republican Party and the Democrat Party and the deep state are corrupt. We're a threat to them. Do you believe the elected officials have stolen liberty from the Republic, we the people? That's a good question for today. Do you believe that the elected officials have stolen liberty from the Republic? You realize I'm not just talking about the Democrat Party, right? You know that. Congress. They are the swamp. They are corrupt with the exception of a few. They create problems, and then they campaign to fix those problems, and then they do not, a.k.a. repeal Obamacare. How many times have they been telling us they're going to repeal it? Now, they've just done a little scratching through here and changing this line there and moving this over there. It's still Obamacare. Each time the American people vote to have something done to stop the inflow of illegals, control the inflow of illegals, fix the trade problem that is biased against the U.S., leave health care to the free market, back off with the regulatories, flooding out the alphabet bureaucracy, back off our Second Amendment. Each time we vote this way, we see the opposite or nothing. Nothing happen after an election. Today, with President Donald Trump, the oh-hated one in D.C., this is more evident and obvious than any other time. If you're not paying attention, you really don't deserve your freedom and your liberty. And you're condemning your grandchildren to a socialistic, are you ready for this, democracy. Mob rule. They will no longer be a part of a republic, a constitutional republic. Talking about your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Proof that the elected officials are not willing to put America first? They stand up for illegals above citizens. They take money from outside interests to sway their legislation, their policies. They allow bureaucracy to drown the citizens' kill businesses. They are willing to go to war for profit. Tax reform is but a ploy for re-election. Debt is their way of life for you in this nation, because they got to prop up the fiat dollars while they personally gain wealth. They have no career outside of politics for the most part, yet they just keep accumulating wealth. Regarding trade, they, the D.C. occupiers, are like a quiet Wall Street. The bells and the whistles are silenced behind the door where they are cutting the deals. They are more angry at the president for the term Rocket Man than they are at the dictator threatening to bomb this nation and others. Have you had your eyes opened yet? Do you understand that it is not just the Democrat Party, it is not just the Republican Party, it is all of Congress that is the swamp? That they neglect their duties under the Constitution, and they create distractions and crises so that you won't see what they're doing. You're so busy working this job, that job, or collecting welfare because you don't have a job, or unemployment, going on Social Security prematurely because you can't get a job, you can't get an income, that you're not paying attention to what they're really doing. Congress is the swamp. No one man in the White House, not even President Donald Trump, although he's done a really good job of revealing who they are, can get rid of the swamp. The only ones who can drain the swamp are you. And right now, you are a threat to their way of life. Is the Republic already lost? Is liberty already really gone? Are there some patriots out there ready to take a stand? To do something? To wear them out? To vote them out? And tell them we're done. You're fired. I never watched that show, by the way. I never did. Sorry, President. I didn't watch it. Maybe I should have. Maybe it would have helped me run my business a little better. You're fired. D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. Deals that make a huge difference in your life. Their policies affect every part of your life. Bureaucracy. Invading your privacy. Bureaucracy. Invading your businesses. Regulating. Fining. Permits. Restrictions. It goes on and on and on. And if you don't comply, well, you may get shot by an FBI. It's what happened out west. Over the Hammonds. Fight for their property. CSC Talk Radio is here to encourage you. I know that didn't sound very encouraging, but you've got to wake up. Like Dorothy. You are wearing, you don't need the red slippers. You had the power all along. Exercise your power. Your First Amendment, your Second, well, don't go crazy with the Second Amendment. That's not what I'm saying. Read your Constitution. Know your Bill of Rights. And understand, you the Republic, not democracy, you the Republic, are the king. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. Oh, a frog in my throat. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call, it is a call-in talk show. It is a listener's talk show at 877-895-5410. I'm going to talk about something I really don't know a lot about right now, but I got a feeling it ain't good. Are you a truck driver? Are you a truck industry company? Trucking company? ELD, electronic logging devices. The law for that, it says the ELD rule, due to take effect December the 18th, mandates that commercial drivers who are required to record their hours of service do so with the devices. Wow. Wouldn't you like to be the company that invented those or has those out there? Because now you got to buy them. You don't have a choice. How much do you reckon they lobbied for that one? D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, bureaucracy invading your lives and invading your businesses. With the federally mandated deadline for the use of the electronic logging devices, the ELD, drawing near, fleets should take a hard look across their operations to ensure that they and their partners are ready. This is coming from Tom McLeod, CEO of McLeod Software. What do you reckon he sells? This makes it extremely important that your planners have visibility, he said during his keynote address at the McLeod, I don't know how to say his name, McLeod Software User Conference. And that was back on the 18th of September. That was earlier this week. This is a good time to get choosy about the freight you want to deliver. Get in front of your shippers. Listen to them. Choose your partners carefully. Certain industry representatives, including smaller trucking companies and owner-operators, have resisted the rule. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association has filed lawsuits with the Supreme Court challenging the mandate. Now, do you understand what they're doing? Truckers already have to log their hours, I do believe. I don't know what all the rules are on that, but they have to log their hours, and they have to have a certain amount of sleep to be on the road, okay? But they have to log their hours. But now they're being forced to do this through an electronic device. And there will be more mandates and more restrictions and more rules. You can bet your bottom dollar. The Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance announced August 28th that the vehicle inspectors may issue citations to motor carriers operating vehicles without ELDs beginning December 18th. But it said it will not place vehicles out of service until April 1st. Well, April Fools, you're out of business, huh? I don't know what all this is going to entail, but I have a feeling it's not going to be a good thing. It's not going to be a good thing. And I'm going to try and get somebody on the air that we can talk to about this and get the lowdown, because I know I have truckers out there listening. And when you talk about the trucking industry and something that could put a lot of them out of business, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to the prices of the whatever product they're shipping? Are they shipping cattle? Are they shipping hogs? Are they shipping produce? Furniture? What is it they're shipping? There's all kinds of things they ship. What's going to happen to the cost of those items? What's going to happen to the timeliness of those items if a lot of these businesses have to go out of business because of the extra cost? It has in here. Let me look and see where that was. Kind of a cost analysis. And I thought, well, now that doesn't make any sense. I can't find it real quickly here. But it wasn't saving any money. It was costing money. It was costing a whole lot more than what they deal with at this point in time. And I can't find it. I must not have printed that part off. ELD, electronic logging device. It's a piece of software they're going to be forced to put in their trucks. They're going to be forced to use this. They can no longer use a paper log. They're going to be forced to use this electronic device. And it says a lot of the truckers will just simply quit. They'll just simply quit as to deal with this and put up with this and have to learn this software. You know, there's a reason they're truckers and not working in offices running computers, because they don't want to work in offices running computers. Now, I know. A lot of the truckers and the trucks and the vehicles and the cars are all electronic these days and have computers in them anyway. This is different. This is a piece of software that they're being forced to buy and use. So a trucking company, whether it's a small one or a large one, a smaller one, it's going to cost them a lot of profit to put these in. It's going to cost the consumer. It's going to cost them a lot of headaches as far as teaching their truck drivers how to use this new software correctly. And if they don't put it in there come April Fool's Day, they're going to start being punished. Well, Mr. McLeod of the software industry, I guess it's a good thing for him. So, how many truckers are going to be carrying those devices across this nation? And I don't mean in their cab. I mean to deliver to other trucking industries. I guess they'll be done by mail. But somewhere they have to hit a truck, don't they? more bureaucracy, more infringements upon the people, upon your businesses. More. And less for you. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. This isn't necessary, but they're being forced to comply. Forced to comply. Paper logs no longer good. Has to be this software. Shouldn't that be an option in your company if you want to put the paper aside and go all techie? Apparently not. Again, who lobbied for this one? Who do you think lobbied for this one? Are you a trucker? Does anybody out there know more about this than what I do? Because I don't know a whole lot. I just know it can't be good. It cannot be good, and I'm not sure what it's going to cost the American people, but it's going to cost us. It is going to cost us. More bureaucracy is not good. More mandates, more forced mandates is not good. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Do you know anything about the ELD and what it's going to do to the truckers and the truck industry? And just think about that. You've been out on the highway. Those truckers are hauling. What's that going to cost you? What's that going to cost the American people? You know, Tucker Carlson, he gets in some pretty heated disputes with his guests a lot of times. And he kind of went off. The breaking news, breaking the laws is now a great thing. These people that are getting on there, on his show or my show, or well, I don't get a lot of the negatives on my show. They don't want to come on. I'm either not big enough or they don't want to win. They want to win and they don't want me to win the argument. But I won't let them go off like Tucker will. I would definitely have my producer silencing them when they go off on their tangents and don't make any sense or don't answer the question. But why is it now? Is it a fad? A good thing to break the law? The surveillance in the White House against the president before and after he was elected. Do you think that's of deep concern? Do you think us average citizens should be concerned about that? 877-895-5410. Let's talk about that just a little bit when we come back. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored. Carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com.
tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CNC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. I was talking about ELD, and I have a couple of people with opinions on that. We have John from Missouri, from St. Louis, Missouri area. How are you today, John?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind? What you know about the ELD?
I'm a driver. I'm on paper.
Within
the next couple months, we got to go to ELOCs.
Yeah.
Which is about $3,000 to $5,000 per truck. 8 trucks, that's about $20,000 worth.
Wow. Wow.
It doesn't change the price of the item, but it does change how much I make. So, J.B. Hunt did a survey. Out of 30 days, they only did 6 hours a day of driving. So your stuff would actually get there in a longer period of time.
It's going to take longer for the truckers to deliver product.
Yes.
Okay.
And if it's going to
cost you your salary.
It'll be a deduction in my salary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is one of the bad areas. Second is if we go across any scales, even with paperwork, they still look at our times and figure out, you know, if we're
compliant
over our time limit.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of the little companies, yeah, you're talking $20,000 for us to put in ELOCs.
And this is a mandated. This is forced. You're being forced to do it. You don't have an option, do you?
Well, you got an option to park the truck. Which
yeah, I guess there's always a choice. That's what this article said. It didn't really give me details, and I thought it's got to end up costing the consumer. It has to end up costing the consumer. And obviously, it's going to cost the trucking industry a whole lot.
Yes. And it is mandated. So, therefore, it's a mandatory thing.
Don't you just love bureaucracy?
The insurance company want it because there's a lot of people on paperwork that do cheat. But if I'm leaving New Jersey to go to St. Louis, I can be 75 miles out from St. Louis and have to shut down.
All right.
So it's sort of like it messes with my time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's money.
So it automatically shuts you down.
Automatically
shuts you down.
You can drive 10 hours in a 14-hour period or 11 hours. But after that, you have to shut down no matter where you're at.
So even if you've got a load of cattle and it's 90 degrees outside, you got to shut down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's not going to be good. Or a load of hogs, or a load of chickens, or a load of turkeys,
or a load of anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of the livestock out in the heat. It's not like those tractor trailers are cooled down for the hogs and the cattle. So,
well, it's going to change a whole lot.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of the independents. I mean, it's just so that DOT can find out where we are, what we're doing with our trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the insurance company want it, but so do the big businesses, because that's going to weed out a lot of independents.
Well, doesn't that sound familiar? Well.
Well,
they're doing that in so many different industries. You know, we got big corporation in every industry that are choking out the independents.
Right. Certain big businesses in trucking, they want the freight.
Sure,
so they
want
to weed out all the independents.
Sure they do.
But I won't say their names. But,
yeah,
you know.
It's not necessary. I think we know who they are.
Yeah.
At least part of them.
But,
John.
You always talk about the second part of it, which is that we pay lumper services. And that's for them to download our truck.
Okay.
And we're bringing a product to a store, and we pay them to download our truck, which is then passed on to the consumer.
Okay.
And that can be anywhere. I just paid $245 to have my truck downloaded.
Now, what
and
do
there
you
is
mean,
no regu-
what do you mean by downloaded? Unload your truck, or what does that mean,
yeah.
Download? Okay.
When I take a freight to a certain location, we have to pay for them to download the truck.
Well, now I
in
did not
Florida,
know that.
I paid $296 to download my truck.
Hmm.
In certain areas, you wind up paying, I've heard, all the way up to $680 to download a truck. And it's the store's product that they're selling.
Yeah, that's amazing to me.
So we wind up giving it to my boss. My boss gives it to the broker gives it to the people who make the product. So therefore, they up the cost of the product. There's no regulation on it.
Well, it almost always comes back to, obviously the small businesses are the ones that really take the brunt of this, because the big businesses are pushing it. They're probably the ones that help lobby for this, the big trucking industries. And, then the consumers always end up eating it. It's just the bureaucracy and the, I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. I'll guarantee you we can trace this back to bypass Congress, but it goes right to the bureaucracy of this nation, and that is the swamp that is just absolutely draining the American people. I appreciate the call, John. Thank you. I'm going to go to Percy from Oklahoma. Percy, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. I got a different take on
this.
When it first came out, I thought federal government's doing it. But I think how it came about was these big companies, owner-operators or mix company owner-operators, company drivers, they're self-insured. So when they have a truck driver driving down the road and somebody runs into him and gets killed, it's the car's fault. But if they get a lawyer, the mom or the wife or somebody gets a lawyer, and then they find out in his logbook that he cheated on his log at a fuel stop or whatever. And so now the trucking company is responsible for that debt because that truck wasn't supposed to be there when he was there. So they get sued for millions. And it was a guy in a, I'm not going to name the name of the company, but it was the guy that thought about this. It wasn't the federal government. Then the federal government got on board because it's tyranny.
Right. So, well, you know, the software industry, they're making a few bucks on it, aren't they? You don't have a choice where they want to buy that software.
Yeah,
you're being forced. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. Are you a trucker?
I was. Not anymore.
Not anymore? Are you retired, or you just decided to go do something else?
Yeah, I'm on Social Security.
Okay.
I'd like to get a local job driving truck. I still got my CDL, but, you know, I tried, everybody's metabolism's different.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't drive 10 hours a day and sleep 11 hours. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I drive 6 hours a day, sleep 3 hours, wake up, and drive some more. I mean, and you can't do that on a paper log. So you're supposed to drive like that first caller you had. You're supposed to drive 10 hours in a 14-hour period or 11 hours in a 14-hour period. I wouldn't do that if I was on vacation or on an RV. I mean, I just can't drive 10 hours a day. And like I said, everybody's metabolism's different. Everybody's different, especially when you get up in age and you got some body fat.
I know when I have to drive a long distance, I try to go as far as I possibly can, and the gluteus maximus gets a little sore and numb.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate the call, Percy. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. You know, this is another infringement. It's more tyranny on the American people. There may be some safety issues in here, but they're already doing that with the paper log, and, yeah, they cheat. I guess they can't cheat if it's going to automatically shut your truck down. I don't know, you know, if they're going to let you get off the road before it does that. I don't understand how all that works, but it's mandated. You're forced to do this. It's going to cost the trucking industry, the independent truckers, big trucking companies, they're going to do just fine. Little ones, not so much. Consumers, it's going to cost you as well. But you know what? I bet somebody in D.C. got paid real well to get that done. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
source. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead, say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. About the ELD, it's being mandated, forced upon the trucking industry here in the United States of America, and I dare say most Americans knew absolutely nothing about it. And here it's coming up; it's going to be mandated December. I think it was the 18th, wasn't it? And by April Fool's Day, it's going to cost us all. We're going to go back to the phones. We have George from Missouri. George, how are you today?
Good morning, George. Good morning.
I've been called a lot of things, but never George.
Well, you know, sometimes it's pleasant to be called that on my end, and sometimes it's not. Well, thank you for all that you do. I am an over-road truck driver. I'm in process of driving now. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. The rules and regulations, as far as the paper versus electronic, hasn't changed. I'm pro the electronic log because it keeps people from lying and forcing you to do other things that that's required. Shippers, receivers, dispatchers, brokers all get the lie, and the trucker is demanded to get that product from point A to point B on the limited hours that he has left. And I think it's going to mandate that everybody take responsibility for where that truck is at and the hours that guy is operating on, because the paper log allows you to lie.
Okay. You know? I won't disagree with that part of it, that there are people that fudge on those numbers, but isn't it going to cost the independent truckers an awful lot?
You know,
are you an independent trucker, or are you able to stay?
Yes, okay. I am. I'm an owner operator, but the mandate on the you're allowed 14 hours a day. Now, not very many people work 14 hours a day, with the exception of the trucking industry. You start at 6 o'clock of the morning, and whatever time. time you do, but I'm just making this point. You start at 6 o'clock in the morning. You take a 30-minute to inspect your truck. You drive an hour to where you're going to pick up something. You've got an appointment there, and they hold you for 3 to 4 hours or whatever length of time that they do, you know. And a gentleman made a point about the average truck driving 6 hours a day. Okay, where did that other 8 hours go to? That other 8 hours went at the shipper or the receiver where you're sitting there. You don't make no money unless your wheels turn.
That's true.
And I can make money driving 11 hours a day if my wheels are turning. But if I'm sitting there at the dock or sitting there waiting to get to the dock, that time keeps clicking, you know. And you're allowed 11 hours to drive and a 14-hour total day. You know, so
would it pay, or is it too much of a liability? Would it pay to have more than one trucker in the cab so that possibility you could unload your own freight?
Well, no. I listened to the guy talk about the lumpers and stuff like that, and he's absolutely right. I support him on that point, but it doesn't have anything particularly to do with this issue.
Well, I think he was just talking about the additional cost,
right,
of the trucking industry.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I support him, but the point, Beth, then, is, say for instance, you have an appointment, okay, and you make your appointment time, but they're not ready for you,
right,
because they don't have to be ready for you, you know. Okay. And rule of thumb is it's mandatory that you give them 2 hours to load or unload. Now I'm talking dry van freight, okay? 2 hours to unload or load your product, and then the third hour you have to be there before you can get paid detention time. That's time for, you know, that's paying you for sitting there, okay? All right. But the electronic log thing is, you're allowed to drive. You're allowed 11 hours driving time and 14 hours of on duty time, and your time is eaten up in your shippers and your receiving end of it, and everybody's been able to lie about it, you know. And the trucker ends up driving more hours than he's supposed to. You know, why does a truck driver fall asleep at 10 o'clock in the morning? Well, he had a 2-drop pickup truck at 2 o'clock in the morning, and took him 4 hours to get it unloaded. He can't sleep at that time. He's got to stay awake because he's got to be able to move his truck out of the way and it'll get, you know, at the point when they're done, you know.
Now, George, let me ask a question. The other caller said that it'll automatically shut your truck down. Now, does that mean physically it automatically shuts your truck down at a certain time?
There's going to be some options on that.
Okay.
And
I can see where that could be bad if you're in the middle of the highway and shut your truck down.
Beth, then they have had some of these out there for years for explosives and things like that. It gives the driver a warning. You know,
okay.
you've got an hour before you run out of time. You've got 30 minutes before you run out of time. You know, and then your truck will kind of. It can shut your truck down or slow your truck down, or you can, you know, one of the things that I see, and I kind of fly to here, but there are going to be people that will get around it because that's just human nature, you know.
Yeah, there's cheaters everywhere all the time. There's those
things, right,
you know.
Right.
And you know, I guess what bothers me, and maybe it's necessary, I don't know, this first I've really been talking about it, but I know that truckers cheat. I know that other people in the industry, they cheat and they fudge on the numbers. I just see another mandate that's being forced upon an industry that's maybe not going to be good for everyone, but maybe it will be. I don't know. I'm concerned about it because it's mandated, and that's
right,
that kind of
right.
always
right.
You know, clicks with me. That software company's going to. They're doing pretty well because you have to buy the product. So, George, thank you for listening and calling in and giving me a little more education on things. I appreciate it. I don't know anything about being a trucker. So
that's okay. I want you to know that I support what you are saying about the mandated part of it. It's just sad that
we come to that.
It's come to that, because I say the dispatcher dispatches the truck. He lies and says, "Oh yeah, my truck is there," or he can be there. The broker goes, "Yeah, it's ready." The guy gets there, it's not. It's all that time unaccounted for that the driver's not turning the wheel.
And time is, time is accounted for now, because my little boy, he's picking and grinning with the guitar. Song is called "Coming Home," George. Coming home. I'm sure all of you truckers can appreciate that when you're on your way home. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Every industry in this United States of America seems to be mandated and regulated, and some of that we have to have. But let's use some common sense. Let's think it out. What can we do to make America better? We need, as a republic, to take control and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA, whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.